Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorei Ram Goldhar and Tehillim Maseches Kedushin Daf Samach, the third Perek HaOmer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. Abaye says that although Rav was unsure if Makshu B'lach Shoshim Yom is a stipulation effective immediately or a retraction effective after 30 days, he would agree that if one person says from now and after 30 days, then a second says from now and after 20 days, and a third says from now and after 10 days, that she is only possibly married to the first or third, but definitely not to the second, since the marriages take effect either at the beginning or end of the respective time periods. Rav Yochanan held otherwise and said, even 100 men could take hold of her with kedushin of the above formula, and she would require a get from all of them. Rav Masharshi, the son of Rav Ami, explained, Shavu Nafshi Kishir Gdelivne, they arranged themselves like a stack of bricks, the Kol Chad V'Chad Rav Chil Chad Rishavak, where each one leaves a space for the next, meaning each brick lays across the two underneath. Rav Yochanan interprets the formula to mean the kedushin begins immediately and is completed over the total time period, allowing others' kedushin to take hold in the interim. Point number two, the next mission states that if one says, be married to me, al menashe atenalach masayim zuz, on condition I give you 200 zuz, harizom mekadeshes v'hu yiten, she is married and he shall give it to her. Amoraim disagree when it takes effect. Rav Huna says, v'hu yiten, and he gives it, meaning she's married immediately provided he eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, v'kashi yiten, she's married when he gives it, but not before. If someone would marry her before the money is given, the second condition would take effect, according to Rav Yehuda. They argue similarly concerning a get given on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and the Gemara explains the need for each case. Two prices prove that such divorce takes effect immediately, and Rav Yehuda answers that they reflect the minority opinion of Rebbe, who holds, Kol Omer Amanas, anyone who says a transaction is on condition, Kol Omer Ma'akshav Dami, is like he says it should take effect from now. And point number three, the next mission states, if someone said to be married to me, on condition of a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land. The one wonders that even if he cannot establish that he owns such land, should we consider the possibility that he might and require a get? Furthermore, Brisa states, Chayshin Shema Yeshlo, we are concerned that he might have such land. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah only means that it must be proven regarding considering it definite Kedushin. But even if it remains unknown, it is still Kedushin out of doubt. A Mishnah above taught a similar law regarding a condition that he has 200 zuz, and the Gemara explains that this Mishnah is teaching that although people's land ownership is generally known, we must still be concerned for his possibly owning a base core, even if we're unaware of any. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Abaye says that although Rav was unsure if Makshu B'lach Shloshim Yom is a stipulation effective immediately or a retraction effective after 30 days, he would agree that if one person says from now and after 30 days, then a second says from now and after 20 days, and a third says from now and after 10 days, that she's only possibly married to the first or third, but definitely not to the second, since the marriages take effect either at the beginning or end of the respective time periods. Rav Yochanan held otherwise and said, even 100 men could take hold of her with kedushin of the above formula, and she would require a get from all of them. Rav Masharshi, the son of Rav Ami, explained, Shavu Nafshi Kishir Gdelivne, they arranged themselves like a stack of bricks, the Kol Chad V'Chad Rav Chil Chad Rishavak, where each one leaves a space for the next, meaning each brick lays across the two underneath. Rav Yochanan interprets the formula to mean the kedushin begins immediately and is completed over the total time period, allowing others' kedushin to take hold in the interim. Point number two, the next mission states that if one says, be married to me, al menashe atenalach masayim zuz, on condition I give you 200 zuz, harizom mekadeshes v'hu yiten, she is married and he shall give it to her. Amoraim disagree when it takes effect. Rav Huna says, v'hu yiten, and he gives it, meaning she's married immediately provided he eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, v'kashi yiten, she's married when he gives it, but not before. If someone would marry her before the money is given, the second condition would take effect, according to Rav Yehuda. They argue similarly concerning a get given on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and the Gemara explains the need for each case. Two prices prove that such divorce takes effect immediately, and Rav Yehuda answers that they reflect the minority opinion of Rebbe, who holds, Kol Omer Amanas, anyone who says a transaction is on condition, Kol Omer Ma'akshav Dami, is like he says it should take effect from now. And point number three, the next mission states, if someone said to be married to me, on condition of a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land. The one wonders that even if he cannot establish that he owns such land, should we consider the possibility that he might and require a get? Furthermore, Brisa states, Chayshin Shema Yeshlo, we are concerned that he might have such land. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah only means that it must be proven regarding considering it definite Kedushin. But even if it remains unknown, it is still Kedushin out of doubt. A mission above taught a similar law regarding a condition that he has 200 zuz, and the Gemara explains that this mission is teaching that although people's land ownership is generally known, we must still be concerned for his possibly owning a base kor, even if we're unaware of any. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Samach, and this simmer was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas and by Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that Samach has a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers for the simmer. Smiley face stickers. So here goes. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Mekadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave it, and to the man who was Mekadosh on condition he had a base core of land because it was confirmed he owned that amount of land. Once again, slow motion. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers, that must be Warren Duff Samach. The person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who are Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals, which reminds us, Abai says that although Rav wasn't sure if Ma'akshav Lachar Shloshim Yom is a stipulation, effective immediately, or a retraction, effective after 30 days, he would agree that if one person says from now on after 30 days, then a second says from now on after 20 days, and a third says from now on after 10 days, that she's only possibly married to the first or third, but definitely not to the second, since the marriages take effect either at the beginning or end of the respective time periods. Rabbi Yochanan held otherwise and said, even 100 men could take hold of her with condition of this formula, and she would require a get from all of them. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Mekadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave, which reminds us, the next mission says that if one says, be married to me on condition I give you 200 zuz, she's married and he shall give it to her. Amram disagreed when it takes effect. Rav Huna says, but who yiten? And he gives it, meaning she's married immediately provided he eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, because she yiten, she's married when he gives it, but not before. If some would marry her before the money is given, the second condition would take effect, according to Rav Yehuda. So the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Mekadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave it, and to the man who was Mekadosh on condition he had base core of land because it was confirmed he owned that amount of land. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if someone says, be married to me on condition I have a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land. The Gemara wonders that even if he cannot establish that he owns such land, should we consider the possibility that he might and require a get? So once again, the person handing out diamond-studded smiley face stickers to the 100 men who were Mekadosh the same woman in different intervals also gave one to the man who was Mekadosh a woman on condition he gives her 200 zuz when he gave it, and to the man who was Mekadosh on condition he had a base core of land because it was confirmed he owned that amount of land. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Blah Chazar. Daf Nun Vav. So the simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher and shul going nu-nu. So here goes. The shusher, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav, nu-nu. The shushu who waved his big sale is void sign when the person used my Sushani money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught that one cannot buy an animal with my Sushani funds outside Yerushalayim. If he did so unintentionally, the money must be returned to its place, meaning to the buyer, because the purchase was an error. If he did so intentionally, the animal must be brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim. Rav Yehuda says this is only if the animal was purchased to be a shlamim, meaning to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but if he bought it to be used as chulin and to eat outside Yerushalayim, then the money must be returned and the sale is void as a derabanan penalty to the seller. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Meiser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, nu-nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the seller is penalized by voiding the sale. It answers, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, meaning just as a mouse could not have stolen food if it lacked a hole in which to hide it, the buyer would not have misspent the funds if he didn't find a seller to accept them. The Gemara persists, but if not for the mouse, what wrongdoing could the hole commit? The buyer is still the primary guilty party. The Gemara concludes it's logical that wherever the prohibited item is, that's where we penalize. Since the seller is in possession of the misappropriated funds, we compel him to return them. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Meiser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, nu-nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, and was so excited when he saw a man trying to be Mekadosh a woman with a Shor HaNiskal so he could tell him his Kedushin wasn't valid. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Kedushin made with any of a list of items which are Asur B'Hanah, the Kedushin is invalid. The Gemara will provide sources for all the items listed, among them the Shor HaNiskal, an ox condemned to stoning. Daphne and Zine. So the Simmer Daphne and Zine is a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The boy playing with his diamond set of puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose. Nose? That must be more on Daphne. Nunzine, puppet with a long nose. The boy playing with his diamond set of puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose, which reminds us, the more brings the incident with Shimon Hamamsoni, who was Dorish all the Esim in the Torah and explained what they were coming to teach. But when he reached the Pasuk Es Hashem El Kechatira, you should revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew. Rashi explains he was afraid to equate the reverence required for a Kodesh Baruch with a reverence for anything else. His Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol Esim should darash to mat tehelem. Rebbe, what would come of all the instances of S which you darshan until now? He responded, Geshem shekabalti schar ha-drisha, just as I receive reward for the drushes I made, kach kabalti ha-brisha, so I receive reward for the withdrawal from the drushes. So the boy playing with his diamond set of puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were aser bahana, which reminds the Gemara brings the Malkokas about when Sipuri matzor become aser bahana. Is it from the time of Shechita or from the time of Lekicha? So the boy playing with his diamond set of puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were aser bahana, that had snatched the meat cooking and milk that was also aser bahana, which reminds us it was taught that the pasuk of Rosev Shel Gidiba Chalav Imo, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk, is written three times to teach that it's aser to cook meat and milk together, it's aser to eat meat and milk that were cooked together, and that meat and milk cooked together are aser bahana. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that meat and milk cooked together is not aser bahana, just like treif is not aser bahana. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? And that must be more in Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Amabes taught that although Kedushim made with items prohibited in benefit is invalid, if the man sold them and married with their payment, the woman is married because their payments do not attain their forbidden status. Only Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce confer the prohibited status onto their payments. And since they are Shnei Ksuvim Mabayim Ke'echad, two psukim that come as one to teach the same principle, we do not derive laws from such sources. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his Avodah Zorah and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one marries with Truma, Maisa, or Matanos, gifts which are parts of a Kohen animal given to a Kohen, she is married even if he's a Yisrael. Ula says, Tovus hana inu mamun, the pleasure of benefit is not an equity, meaning one's ability to choose whom to give Truma and to receive payment to do so is not considered monetary ownership of the Truma insofar as using it for Kedushin. He's challenged from our mission and provides an answer. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who stopped the man who rented out the zoo for his chasna from using the monies he received from selling his idol and Shemitah produce for Kedushin, and suggested instead he marries the woman with Truma, even though he was a Yisrael, was shocked when he discovered that this man was actually the Shaliach, who was originally sent to be Mekadosher on behalf of another man. Which reminds us, the third paragraph begins that if one told the Shaliach to marry a certain woman for him, Bahalach Vekichel Atzmo, and the Shaliach went and married her to himself, Mukadeshes Lasheni, she's married to the second person. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight, knight, that must be more in Daf Nun Tes. The knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire, which reminds us, the Gemara writes that Rav Gittel was once negotiating to purchase land, but Rabbi Abba bought it first. Rav Gittel's complaint about this was told to Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha. When Rabbi Abba came on Yantiv, Rabbi Yitzhak asked him, ani mahapech becharara, if a poor person is engaged in trying to acquire a cake, and another person came and took it first, what's the halacha? Rabbi Abba responded, Nikra Rashi. He can be called a Rashi for seizing his fellow's opportunity. Rabbi Yitzhak then confronted him for doing the same. The Gemara relates how the situation was resolved between Rav Gittel and Rabbi Abba. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, which reminds us, if one gave kedushin to take effect after 30 days and the woman retracted in the earned term, Rabbi Yochanan says, Choser, she may retract, ase dibor umavato dibor, because words of retraction can come and negate other mere words, and her agreement to kedushin to take effect later is merely words. Reish Lakish said she could not retract. So the knight in the diamond-studded armor who snatched a cake that an ani was about to acquire and rode past a couple where the woman retracted the kedushin that was to take effect in 30 days, intended to give the cake to a woman up in a castle who was married and not married forever, because she married someone else after she became Mukadeshes to a man who said, from now and after 30 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchus bin Rab and Shmuel, which Rabbi Yosef clarified was referring to the final case of the Mishnah. One who marries Me'akshav l'achar shoshim yom, from now and after 30 days, and someone else marries her in the interim, Mekudeshes ve'en Mekudeshes, she's married and not yet married to both, and requires a get from both to remarry. Rab said, Mekudeshes ve'en Mekudeshes l'olam, she remains married and not married forever, meaning this state of uncertainty remains forever. Shmuel says that after 30 days ends, Pake Kedusha Sheniv Gamri Kedusha Rishon, the second one's Kedushin is voided, and the first one's Kedushin is completed. The Malchukah stems from the question whether the meaning of Me'akshav L'achar Shloshim Yom is a Tanai, is it a stipulation, or a Chazara, a retraction. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do that only Avodah Zarah and Shemitah produce confer their prohibited status onto their payments? That's on Daf. Nonchas. Good. Number 2. Which stuff did we learn about Shimon HaMsoni, who darshan the Essin in the Torah? That's on Daf. Nunzain. Good. Number 3. Which stuff did Malchus, when Kedushin takes effect, if it was given on condition, the Chassan gives her money? That's on Daf. Samach. Good. Number 4. Which stuff did the analogy of Ani Mahapech Bechalrara? That's on Daf. Nuntas. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, if someone says be married to me on condition of a base core of land, she's married, provided he has that amount of land. That's on Daf. Samach. Good. Number 6. Which of the one, a goat within its first year that is found is treated like a chattas and is put in a kippah to die on its own. That's on Daf. Nunhei. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if a shliach marries a woman that he was sent to be makadosh on behalf of another? That's on Daf. Nonchas. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do Malchus, if a woman can retract a kedushin that was made to take effect in 30 days? That's on Daf. Nuntas. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do when that meat cooked in milk is asur b'hana? That's on Daf. Nunzain. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do when Rabbi Yochanan holds that even 100 men could have kedushin take effect with the same woman if they were makadosher at different intervals? That's on Daf. Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.